image according to our likeness. That he's speaking of his character. In our image, in our character, in our likeness, like us. Hallelujah. And let them, I love that, and let them, not her, not him, them. I just want to circle this because I love it. Let them, watch this, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. See, they both have a responsibility to steward everything that God has given them. This is why I try to talk to men who are dominating their women, saying that women shouldn't work. Women, you shouldn't work. You should stay at home. You shouldn't be working. But the Bible says, and let them rule over all the fish. And that means that a woman has a right to work as well. A woman has a right to have a job because a woman has a right to be successful and steward the responsibilities that God has given her. And I'm not ignoring the men, because men also have a responsibility to steward. Come on, somebody. When you are a father, you do your job not because you love it, but because it's your duty. It is your office. If you're a father, if you're a husband, if you're a business owner, if you got a job, if you're an employee, you have a duty. You have a duty and a stewardship to be successful in whatever it is that God has given you to be a steward. Because he made you, he said that let them rule over whatever I gave them to rule over. So just because you're an employee, you still have a duty to rule over the responsibilities you got. So stop murmuring, complaining of what God gave you or what God gave you responsible. You've been praying for that job. You prayed for that man. You prayed for him. God gave it to you. Now your work is predicated on what you love. Come on, somebody. Pastor, I ain't motivated no more. It ain't about being motivated, honey. Success is not completed. You don't get the results from success based on what you love. It's based on your duty, your responsibility. You think that I'm motivated to work out every day? No. I'm not motivated. I'm not hinged on my motivation. I'm not motivated all the time, but this is what I want. I'm encouraged because this is my duty. This is what God has made me responsible over, and I am going to fulfill what he's given me a right to fulfill. He's given me a right to be ruler over all the things that's in the earth. Go to verse 27. Thank you, Jesus. God created man in his own image. And in his image, and in the image of God, I like this part. He created him, male and female. He created them. Say right there. I like this. God created man in his own image. Oh, when I look at the word his own, when I look at the pronoun his, email of God, God, he created, when I look at the word his or he, this word he is speaking very little, hallelujah, to your gender. God, he's, God is a spirit. It's not talking about genitals or gender. God is a spirit. And them that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The truth is God is spirit. So when you see the word he is referring to the original or the origin. It's talking about authority, headship. This is command. Is there military folks in here? That's command. So he is not talking to the gender. He is talking about authority. That's and then when we're talking about she, oh, this is, let me stay right here on he. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus. See, there are many that are trying to replicate he. They're trying to replicate he by giving you false images on what you, come on somebody, see. So what you're looking for is you're looking for he, but you can't find he because he doesn't show up based on what you see. He shows up based on what you
hear.
This is just blessing me. So your what you hear has authority over what you see. Honey, it ain't, you think it's over for you. You think where you are because of what you see, the game is over? Baby, there's still time on the clock. And as long as there's time on the clock, the game ain't over. His word will accomplish. So we have imitators that will imitate he based on what it looks like. And you think because you see that they are this, you're basing what you see out in the world, and you think because you see that, oh, I'm going to drop that. Because you see them with them toys, you think they're successful. You see somebody in the house. You see all their toys. And because you see their toys, you see success. And you begin to start drawing near, start reading your self-help books and not the Bible. You're not feeding your spirit based on what you hear the word saying. You see what they're doing, and you start reading their book that ain't got nothing about Jesus in their book. Because I have a right to this. He said I got a right to this, but I want to follow images that are not original. You understand? He represents authority. He's authority. He represents the head. He's the head. Everything else is an imitation of he. He's the original. His image. Bible says, in the image of God, he created him. Him, thank you, Jesus. There is a whole that comes with him. Yeah. Male and female. This is the manifestation in the, something that was spiritual became manifested in the physical. And now in the physical, in the world, there is a male body and a female body, but these two are one because this is the... God has authority represented as the command or the head, and then he has an operation now, an office or a duty, hallelujah, that represents the church. So one part of it is the head or the word or the instructions. The other part is the manifestation of those instructions. It's the church. So he's showing us in physical form of what that looks like. In his nature, he's created male and female. Created he them. But them is him. I'm not making it up. It's there. So male and female. Next verse. Before I go to 28, I want to make sure I'm clear on she. She is not an imitation. Hallelujah. She's not a replica. No. She's a part of him. Her duty, hear me, his duty is authority, command, word. Bible says, wash her with the washing of the word. It's just scripture just going on. Wash her with the washing of the word. See, we think we get saved by water. You're not saved by water. The water represents the word. So when you get into an argument or a bad discussion with your spouse or with somebody of opposite sex, understand that the word, honey, you're supposed to wash her with the word. Not about who wrong and right. It's not about who wrong and right. It's about wash her. Bible says, husbands, know your wives according to knowledge. According to knowledge. Not about who right and wrong. Oh, my, she needs some word. She needs me to wash her with love and encouragement and to encourage her with the word. Not saying, babe, you're supposed to do that. No. I need to wash her with the word because the word is kind. The word is gentle. This is all the things that love is. Love is long-suffering. Come on, so it fails. It never fails. Yeah. While your situation's failing, it's failing because you ain't washing. You're not washing the church because she represents the church. So she's not a replica. Follow me, somebody. She's an extension of God wanting to extend the kingdom of God on earth. Without she, there is no expansion of success.
Come on. This
is good. I only got 1-3 people. Because I'm losing you. I'm going to stay here then because I ain't got you. If I don't get no amen, we're going to stay right here. And we'll stop and we'll pick it up next week. Praise the Lord. If you want to get it, get it. Now watch. Praise the Lord. She is an extension of success. My little garden can only go so far. But when he gives me she, the Lord is saying, because you've been faithful over the few, now I'm going to send you she so that you can expand this thing. Oh, I'm going to prove it. I got one person because they probably read ahead. Don't you read ahead. You better not read ahead. I see you, Miss Pat. I see it. Listen, I don't preach like this. I preach like this. Who am I talking to? Amen. She is the expansion of, this is why we as men must be armor bearers for the women. Give me some drink. Why I only got one man in here saying amen. Oh, there go another one. And another one. We need to be armor bearers for our women. Do you follow me? These armor bearers are covering me. Do you know that these men are what is it, for the president, what is it? Like, these guys are like Secret Service. That means that they will be willing to take a bullet for the messenger of God. They're in position to protect and guard to make sure the word is brought forth. And they're willing to put their life on the line so that the instrument that the Lord is using, the thing that's in that instrument can come forth. And I'm willing to die so that the thing that's in that can come forth. So if I gotta, come here, honey. Why, the Holy Spirit is hot. So are you. So I'm supposed to cover her and be willing to die for her, because the thing that is in her can come out through the earth. Do you understand? Do you understand? We men should be protecting our women. Stay right here. We should be protecting our women, covering our women, guarding our women. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Imagine a woman being like a, let's say we're in an old war. What was it, 1830? What was it, 1812? Imagine 1812. And everybody got them little weak BB guns. Bah, bah, bah. Right? They had them weak BB guns. I said it, right? And we got, give me a jacket. Give me a jacket. No, matter of fact, give me that sheet. Give me that sheet. Praise the Lord. I got it. Ooh, thank you, Holy Spirit. We got to learn to veil our women. We got to start veiling them, covering them. Hallelujah. So that they're not distorting, they're not perverting themselves and distorting. People are not looking on them with the wrong image. Imagine we're 1812. And everybody ain't up on this. Y'all ain't up on this. Y'all got them little BB guns. We got a cannon. And we don't want nobody to see that our cannon is coming, because when our cannon comes, we blowing everybody up. Now imagine that. She's our cannon. And we're going to do everything we can protect the cannon, because I'm just one life. But what she's going to do is save hundreds, thousands, millions of lives. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is, when it's the time come, and then boom. I'm done with you, baby. Here's my little friend. We should be protecting our women, covering them. And if you're a woman, you should be protecting your sisters. Protect them from themselves, because what they have inside of them is the expansion of the kingdom of God. The woman, so you don't get confused, she represents the church. It's a dichotomy. I just want to make sure you can see the balance here, okay? She represents the church. Without the church, there is no spreading of gospel. It's almost like a woman can't preach. Jesus says, I'm coming back for my... That means I'm a bride too. Because I'm church. Okay, let me erase all of this. All right. Let's get back into his word. God blessed them. Mm-hmm. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful. This is where I want to go. Do me a favor, Jordan. Can you help me erase this stuff? God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful. Somebody say success.
Success.
And multiply. Say success. Feel the earth, say success.
Yes.
And subdue it, say success.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. God gave them a right. Thank you, sir. God gave them a right to be these things. He said, God, look. The Bible says God blessed them.
Yeah.
Don't fall asleep on me in Jesus' name. I know you was up last night, but I see y'all. And that's not to embarrass you. Let me say this, saints. This word is so important. Your life depend on it. And if I was falling asleep on the word, wake me up. God blessed them. Look, God blessed you. And God said, be this. Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Watch this. He's given us the right to be fruitful. I said earlier, we're falling in love with people's toys. Mm-hmm. We fall in love with people's toys because of what we. But toys, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It just happened just right there. I know you looked at me funny, but it just hit. That's how he do it. Understand this, toys and stuff ain't fruit. My ride, my house, and all that stuff, it ain't fruit. Fruit is what I produce so that you can eat and it supplies your needs too. That's over all the Gen Zs. Listen, Gen Zs. Fruit isn't your car because you ain't trying to let nobody ride with you. Fruit is not your house because you don't let nobody come over. You understand? Fruit ain't you flashing your dollars up like cash money. That ain't fruit. Fruit is what you produce that everybody else can come over and grab the fruit off the tree. That's success. And understand this. The fruit comes from, I'm just playing, but I want you to stay with me. Comes from she. Because she represents the what? Huh? She represents what? Church. Are we talking about gender?
No.
Good. He says, be fruitful. Then he says, multiply. Well, how can multiplication come? Through? Right? Because she's fruitful, she multiplies. It can. Somebody pull up. Do somebody got to pull up 1 Corinthians chapter 11? Woman, don't pull it up because I'm about to close this thing out of it. Woman came from the man. The church, hear me, saints. The church was produced from man. You got me? I gotta write that down. The church was produced from the head. You got me? That he spoke a word. So male represents the head. And so when God spoke, then the church was made. Right? So multiplication can only come through the woman. God wants to be fruitful and multiply in the earth, and he needs agents to do it. Yes. Are you available? Are you available? He needs an agent to be fruitful and multiply. That's why he blessed you. Yes. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Failure is not the end. Failure doesn't mean it's over. We confuse it. We think when we fail, it's over, and shame and worry chokes us up and kills us. But failure doesn't mean it's over. Actually, failure is feedback. Anybody know Michael Jordan? Anybody know Michael Jordan? The reason why Michael Jordan said that he was so successful, it wasn't because of him being successful. That's weird. He says, because I failed so many times in my life, that's why I succeed. Look, he says, this is why I succeed, because of the failure. Because of your vision of what failure looks like, because of what you see, you think failure is the end, but failure is feedback. It informs you on how to get it back, get it right. But what we do is, because of our misperception of failure, we do this. Yeah, razor. We do this. We allow failure to do this, to force us to. That's a choice. Failure is a part of this thing. Failure is why I succeed. Jordan said, failure is why I succeed.
Yes.
But because you're so. And the moment you ready to give it up. Failure is a part of you being successful. Honey, I don't know who I'm talking to. And I'm probably somebody online. But don't give up. Giving up is a choice. Failure is a part of this. This is how we get stronger. When I'm in the weight room and I want to get stronger, I lift the weights till. Okay, come on, church. I lift the weights when I'm trying to get stronger until. Because it's the failure that produces the muscles. That's what makes me stronger. Let me just go there. If I've never sinned, I wouldn't know what grace and mercy was. If I never knew what the law was, I wouldn't know what love was. I'm not saying we're under the law and we're under sin, but because I knew it intimately. Now I know what his love is, and I cleave to his love. I cleave to his grace and mercy and fill the earth and subdue it. I love it. And fill the earth. The filling to be filled comes from he. She, and you know I'm talking about the church, to be clear, she is to be fruitful and multiply. He is to fill it. Y'all shaking your head. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about. We are filled by the word of Jesus.
Yeah.
The word of God is supposed to fill our cup. The word of God is supposed to wash us by the washing of the word. Yeah. So if you want to be filled, only by the Holy Spirit can you be filled, and it comes by faith in his word. Yeah. So if you want to be filled up, come on, somebody. Your marriage can't fill you up, but the word of God can.
Yeah.
Why are you pulling on me? She need the word. If you want some filling, you get that from the word of God, because only the word of God can fill you. So as we're successful in the world, being fruitful and multiply, we need to get the filling from him. Last but not least, subdue. What did I name this message? The right to be fruitful? What did I say? The right to be successful. Thank you. Somebody's listening. The right to be what?
Successful.
You have a right. It is your right to be successful. And the last one is subdue. Subdue means control. It means order. The reason why you're not successful, help me out. Please raise all this. Please raise it. The reason why you're not successful is because your stuff is out of control. Your mind is out of control, honey. You're on Instagram. You're looking at these photographs and those photographs. You're out of control. You're wondering why your flesh is betraying you. It's because of what you're filling your flesh with. You're filling it based on what you
see.
The image. Something that's emulating.
Yeah.
On what you see and not on what you. You're out of control in your marriage. Why is my marriage? It's all jacked. It's out of control. It's out of control. How can I be fruitful? How can I be successful? She's over there listening to somebody else, and I'm over here listening to somebody else. Oh, man, I don't want to. Listen, I can only say what the Lord telling me to say. That's not the step. We're divided, church. Your body is divided, church. Come on. And if a house is divided, it can't. It has no stability. It has no foundation when the foundation should be the word. And we should both have our order, male and female. Subdue it. Subdue it means in order. Have it under control. Cap it. Don't have it spill out to places that, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. To places it don't need to be. It's to be under control, ordered. Hallelujah. Not divided and all over the place. Now, I want to show you something. Keep going. I want to close this thing. Keep going. Verse 29. Wake up there back in the back. Hallelujah. So now I want you to do me a favor. I'm about to bring this in. I'm going to bring this in. I want you to go to, matter of fact, just keep the scripture on 28. I want to talk to the, as a matter of fact, get rid of the screen. Let me talk to the church. Hallelujah. The Bible shares with us that Jesus, and the reason I want to get back here because the Lord had me write this down while I was sitting down. The Lord created mankind in his own image to expand the kingdom of God on the earth. God, I thank him so much. And there was failure. Let me talk to you, Miss Pat, because you engage everybody else sleeping. And there was failure. The thing that he created, our authority created a church, and we failed. We failed. Even when he came back and says, where are you? Instead of receiving the success that he so gave us, we chose to be shielded by things and not shielded with his grace. Yeah. Not shielded with success, because failure is just feedback. It is not a license to give up. It is a license to be successful. Yeah. Please put that in your Facebook comments. Failure is a license for success. Failure is feedback. Oh, okay, that's where I messed up. Okay. But when they messed up, instead of receiving his saving grace, they decided to give up. And instead of being covered by him, because he would have covered you, baby. Come on. Love covers a multitude. Love covers a multitude of sin. Thank you, God, for keeping my stuff hidden. So none of y'all could know it and judge me. Thank you, Jesus. But instead of they receive his covering, they wanted to cover themselves in the thing. Thank you, Jesus. But even when we fail, even when we give up, when we fail and we give up, play me that music that you started me with when I was praying, if you can. Even when we fail and we give up, even when we fail, hallelujah. Yeah, I like that. Even when we fail and we give up, turn that down just a little bit. Love never fails. Let me prove it. When Jesus Christ was on the cross, he did it successfully. He didn't give up. He could have gave. I wish my son was here. You think I would have given my son so that you can be successful? Even when we didn't choose success, he chose it for you. When you chose to be covered in your stuff, he chose it for you, and he made it suffer for you. And here's Jesus on the cross. I need you to keep this image in your head. Jesus on the cross didn't give up, even to his death, so that you could be successful. You didn't choose success, but he chose success for you. He chose it for you. He chose it. Give me verse 28. He chose it for you. So don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. I need you to know that he loves you, that he's here for you. Give me verse 28, somebody back in the back. You have a right to be blessed, church. You have a right to be fruitful. You have a right to multiply. You have a right to fill this earth and subdue it. He chose it for you. You can't mess it up. All you have to do is never, ever, ever give up. Amen? Give God a hand clap and praise. Thank you, Jesus. This Wednesday, I don't want you to miss it. I want to talk about suicide. I know it's Christmas. It's Christmas time. No, I want to talk about these holidays and how they could be hard. So I want to talk about suicide. I'm going to have a therapist on with me, perhaps two, hopefully. And I want you all to join in on that conversation. If there's somebody that is dealing with giving up, the altar is open. If somebody is dealing with giving up, maybe giving up on your marriage, maybe giving up on your job, giving up as an employee, giving up on your kids, giving up on your mom and dad, giving up on your family, giving up on yourself, because I'm tired of failing. If that is you, I just want to touch and agree with you, and I want to give you some word, because what you see is deceiving you, but this word will save you. If that is you and you're dealing with giving up, will you come? And I just want to introduce you or reintroduce you to Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise you, God. Stay right here. Stay right here, because we got some, the Lord showed me some more than just one. I want to say this because I love you, and this is pastoring, this part. I'll come get you because I see you. God wants to connect with you. And sometimes our connection is off because we're walking by what we see. Bible says we walk by faith and not by. And if you are somebody that has been battling with giving up, battling with doubt, the devil don't have to fight you no more. He got to fight we. He got to fight us. Bible says, I gave them dominion. Some of us aren't successful because we're being a us, being an I, and not a we. Is there one more? Is there one more? Because I can't pray for this woman of God until that other one comes up that the Lord told me that was supposed to come up. So if you at your seat, church, you should be praying for somebody who's dealing with this spirit of giving up. You should be praying, church, because it is our job to extend this kingdom. Hallelujah. Somebody was just saved. There goes my second one. Hallelujah. I want to do this. I want to give you the benediction. And for those of you all who want to stick around, because I want to hug you. You want to hug me, I want to hug you too. If you want to stick around, I'll be here for that. But if you need to leave, please, I ask to do it quietly as the Lord does his work. Amen. Would you raise your hands with me? Father, in the precious name of Jesus, you always show up and show out. You are wonderful, wonderful God. Hey, God. And Lord, I pray that this teaching has touched the hearts and minds of your people. I pray that we are more aware of how to love on our women and how to love on our men and how to cover one another, God, so that your word could be produced throughout all the earth, so that we can all be saved by your word. Father, we bind right now, God, the spirit of suicide. Suicide on my marriage, suicide in our minds, suicide in our bodies, hallelujah, suicide on our ideology, suicide on our perception, hallelujah. We pray against it, devil, in the name of Jesus, and we lose freedom, we lose love, we lose long-suffering, we lose your cover and your coverings, Lord. And your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we loose it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Now for those that are leaving town and those that are traveling away, Father, we ask that you would cover them and keep them. Protect them, Lord, like you're protecting Jesus. And Lord, in due time, and if it is your will, bring them back to us soon because we got work to do. And we will glorify your name in all the earth. In Jesus' name, we pray.